Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
As mentioned, Danny Lunderman is here, as am I, Daniel Milliken. Daniel S. Milliken, for you keeping track of the middle initials out there. Yeah, we're here. Let's not make a big deal about being Danny Double Time, Danny Power Hour, Super Dance. You know, we can just... you got a sock tan? No, probably.
No, I don't.
Do you wear Crocs?
I do not.
Interesting.
Not, I wear tennis shoes, boots, flip-flops. I wear Crocs every now and then.
A lot of your people wear Crocs.
Some of them do.
Fishing, yeah. Fishermen.
What do you mean you got me? Why don't you be my people?
Well, you love to fish.
I do. Fish barefooted with...
Gotcha.
Boots on.
So you don't have it with boots on.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Waiting boots?
Sometimes.
So do you have a sock tan?
No. I don't.
Okay.
I never really looked, Danny.
I have a sock tan. I always wear sneakers. Kind of like this.
Sneakers.
I'm fine. It's tennis shoes.
Oh, there you go.
I never played tennis in them, of course. But I have a sock tan. So Dan the man with a sock tan. You can meet Dan the man with a plan.
There you go.
Okay. And the plan for today is to talk gardening. So we are going to just explore that. We have two kind of set features, one that's built upon our Garden Pro listener email of the day, and the other one, I'm going to call it. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
It's my kind of thing I would like to talk about, but it's like it's Mother Nature wants you to garden, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to do a Mother Nature honeydew list.
All right.
So this is like a Mother Nature honeydew list, things that you can do to help yourself garden in this kind of cyclic way.
That sounds like a plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're Dan the man with a plan over there. So we're here. We're Home Show Garden Pros. What we do is we talk gardening, and Danny Lunderman is a great example of the knowledge specialist that we bring in. I mean, Danny over here, not me, Danny Lunderman, he has, been doing horticulture stuff for a long time. Still a young fella, but like, done the landscaping front, really gets irrigation, grown a bunch of plants, like answers people gardening questions, what, every day?
Every day.
And so, man, this guy is not only in tune with what we got going on in our area, but also knows how to solve the problem. So
you bet.
We gather these amazing folks from all over the city by kind of this co-op operation thing we got going on with these nurseries. So Danny's from the Enchanted family. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, two beautiful spots, two different spots. I think people are like, oh, there's two?
It's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, there's two, and they're both great, and they're both different. So what's the difference? One has goats.
Well, I think after today, that may be different, because we're both going to have goats.
Okay, so there you go. That's great. So y'all are Enchanted Forest, beautiful spot. Tell the good people where it is.
It's out by Greatwood on FM 2759. Just outside of Crab River Road.
Awesome. Yeah, really, really not very far off 59.
No.
Not very far at all. So great spot, but, they're one of our group of co-op members, and I'll tell you the rest. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Great spot in Katy. Really Katy's go-to nursery. Enchanted Forest, Oh, wait, that's you guys. I don't need to read them. Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up in Kingwood. And then Plants for All Seasons right off 249, just past Louetta. And Sherry will be here 2 hours next week. So I'll have 2 hour Sherry with a sock tan. That doesn't work as well.
No.
You try,
That doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't. You're right. I'll make some notes about rhymes. Maybe you can teach me off air what rhymes are.
There you go.
And, on the show, our big goal is to help you be a better gardener. So, Danny, what do you feel like some ways are that we help people be a better gardener?
I think answering all the crazy questions that come in. You wouldn't believe. I mean, I ought to be making a book of crazy questions we get at the nursery.
You ought to.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But, if you think that you got one of those questions, that's great.
We answer it every day. And like I said, we try to make, we try to have fun with the customer with
sure.
it. Because, what do you mean you're watering? You don't think you're watering too much? You're watering twice a day? That's too much. What?
They're like, okay, I'll combine them and water once a day. No, whoa.
So it's funny.
And the cool difference between the wacky questions that ask them then, And the ones that people call in today is that people will hear your question.
You bet.
So you'll be helping other people by calling in with that question. It's, it's kind of a cool thing. Now, I'm happy to have you here. Always a pleasure. I kind of think of you as really kind of this our installing specialist when it comes to like installing beds, installing gardens. I've seen some of your work. Very nice.
Very nice.
And, and yeah, so that's something too that I would love people to ask questions. Hey, how do I build this? How do I plant this? How do I install this? Because we got the guy right here. So let's hear those questions. Let's hear any of your gardening questions. There's not a bad question. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Danny, Double Danny is always a blast. So that's it. That was Danny, Danny, Double Danny. It's how you.
That's a lot of Dannys.
Well, it's two.
Two Dannys and three N's.
That's right. Two Dannys, three N's. We each have one and a half in our name, which is weird. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to be back, and we're going to answer the Garden Pros listener email question of the week.
All right.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall gardening success begins with healthy beds. Hi neighbors, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer both organic and synthetic soil amendments and fertilizers to fit any budget. While you're here, you can scoop up some seeds for broccoli, cabbage, kale, or pick your favorite fall vegetable from our selection of live plants. At Southwest Fertilizer, we've helped Houstonians solve lawn and garden challenges since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us online, southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
We want to hear from you. Our goal is to help give you information to help you be a better gardener. So that's what Home Show Garden Pros does. And right now we're doing that by offering you great information from John Ferguson. He is the guy over at Nature's Way Resources. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Danny, yourself?
Yeah, doing really good. Now is a great time to put mulch down around your plants, protect them from the cold or whatever's coming. I am a big fan of kind of a doing it right. Not all mulches are worth our time. When you go to the store and your goal is to get the cheapest mulch possible, keep in mind that probably robbing water, adding poison, and throwing off your soil chemistry.
And it means you're going to have all kinds of disease and pest problems.
And, you know, a lot of that stuff is not just made from tree trimmings. People take that for granted. I mean, like, you throw out a chair, some cities, that can get turned into mulch. So what is, describe the good mulch, right? Describe, like, the higher quality mulch. We'll just get off of that bad mulch and get onto the good stuff.
Okay, those are what we call the biological mulches, usually composted tree limbs and or compost itself. Mm. Canada's Department of Forestry has funded research at Laval University in Quebec for over 40 years.
Okay.
And they found that if you make a mulch from the branches and limbs, it's the highest quality mulch you can get to improve soils, whether clay or sand. And they've done studies from the Arctic to the equator on every continent, and it holds true. And if you think about it, the reason animals like deer, beaver, squirrel eat branches and limbs for food as the vitamins, the minerals, the protein. So
right.
If you make a mulch from that, you're capturing that nutrient-rich material. Now, if you compost it first, which is how we do it, it shrinks it, concentrates the nutrients, so it doesn't pull nitrogen from the soil. The heat of the composting kills all your weed seeds, all your pathogen, turns it a deep chocolate brown, and that's the highest quality mulch.
So basically, the idea is like, even that really great mulch is not very expensive.
No, you typically $6 to $8 a bag and far less in bulk.
Right.
The other thing is that there's so many microbes in this that prevent diseases. The earthworms that feed on these microbes get huge and fat. They aerate the soil for you. Some of the earthworm species eat your weed seeds. So it just triggers a kind of a domino effect of plant health.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for that breakdown. And John is over at Nature Way Resources. They're a great website. Has a lot of information on not only their products, but great gardening tips over there. So check it out, naturewayresources.com. So thanks, John.
All right, Danny. Have a great one.
281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros. We're back. We're back.
Were we ever gone?
No, we didn't go anywhere. But anyway, we had these fun conversations. You heard from some great companies. But Danny and I are here to answer your gardening questions. So I'm going to say that number one more time. 281-496-5711. Shannon, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Is this an okay time of year to prune citrus and hibiscus?
So if you need to, yes, you can. But if you can wait, I would personally wait till early spring.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
If there's a problem where you...
Yeah, tell us more, Shannon.
Yeah, the tree is in the way or something.
My hibiscus are so large that if we have a freeze, I'm going to have a problem covering them.
So the natural part of the hibiscus is the whole canopy itself. It's protecting itself. So basically, if you take that foliage away, then you're opening up the plant to freeze damage. So
okay, even if I cover it.
Right. So if you're going to cut it, plan on covering it. That I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay, so is it better just to leave the leaves or to cut it in the event of a freeze?
I'm going to ask Danny to give his advice from a strictly horticulture plant health perspective first.
I my 2 cents would be leave it big, let nature do its thing, and if it gets super super cold, if you can still cover it, even do that, because any extra bit, I mean, if we get down to 7 degrees, you're going to need all the foliage you got and blankets to make that hibiscus live through that.
Shannon, what part of town are you in?
I'm Spring Branch.
Yeah. Really not a very cold part of the town. Gets some of the city heat going on. Not too far south. So Danny's kind of saying what's best for the plant health, what you would do kind of from a very strict plant care space is really leave it untouched. And Shannon, it sounds like you've got a strategic question. To me, if it freezes, the freeze comes in and knocks it down, you're going to be cutting it down. So it's like maybe, though, you don't have to cut it down.
Right.
There's a chance that you can actually do healthy pruning in March when you're supposed to. Does that clarify?
Right. Like I said, if it's in the way, I mean, that's what I always tell people. If it's in the way and you got to cut it because you can't get in your front door, yes, go ahead and cut it now.
Okay. And when I cover it, how much should I cover? Down to the trunk or just mainly the canopy?
No, the whole thing. Yeah. You need to take that blanket down to the ground so we keep all that heat in there. Does that make sense? It's just like us. Yeah. If we're covered up in bed, but our blanket is actually above us, we get cold
like
still.
Sleeping in a hammock.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, so Shannon, in my mind, we've been talking about your hibiscus the whole time, but the citrus has different rules. I would say definitely don't prune that citrus.
Correct. Trim that right at the last freeze, February.
I mean, wait till the last freeze passes.
Yeah, whenever that is.
On that one, when you prune it, it'll encourage new growth if you're not just cutting off dead branches. So it'll encourage new growth, and if you encourage new growth before the freeze, that new growth is much more sensitive. So we're saying hibiscus March, citrus also, in fact, March.
Right-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. 281-496-5711. That's how you get your call in. Okay. We kind of touched on covering plants, right?
Right.
And we'll definitely explore that a lot more when winter comes along.
Right. We're just getting started.
But it sounds like you're saying the earth is the heat source.
Right. Well, like I said, plants don't make any heat. We make heat. So when we're laying in bed covered up.
Right.
We are producing our own heat. That's why we get hot under covers.
Yes.
Plants won't get hot under a cover. When it's 30 degrees or 28 or 16 or whatever, they don't produce any heat. The ground has heat in it.
Right.
Your house has heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if we can get that blanket to connect to the house and use that heat coming off the house to keep it on that plant.
So the blanket is not a heat device. It's insulation.
Right.
So you're trying to get the plant between the insulation and the heat source.
Right.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind when you're considering your strategic plan for gardening, is that that ground is your heat source.
Unless you bring a light or a heater out there.
Yeah, a heating blanket or something like that. Yeah. So, but be careful with lamps, incandescent bulbs, stuff like that. They've been known to start a fire or two. So, all right, awesome. Thanks, Shannon. Great advice. And, you know, I think a lot of people are wondering kind of what to do with the citrus right now. It's like a lot of them are laden. Some people have harvested their fruit. We hear that you pick some fruit trees, you prune after you pick fruit. You know, it's very confusing. And so it sounds, Danny, like you're saying, just hold on your citrus.
Yes. Till the last freeze, whenever that may be. But typically February, late February.
Yeah, I've always waited a while because, especially if they die back.
Right.
You like can get some surprising reclamation. I'm making air quotes. Reclamation of the dead part that the citrus does. It's really interesting how it'll do that. And so I'm always like, wait, don't cut it. No, no, but I, you know, probably could do it.
A little haircut every spring is probably
absolutely,
you know, for sure necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, if you need hard trimming, you can do that then too, but a little haircut, even if you think you don't need a trim, a little haircut.
What are you saying? I need a haircut right now?
Well, this looks like a little COVID action's going on top of your head.
Yeah.
There.
Looks like we got a garden home show haircut pros here talking about other people's haircut. No, I do need a haircut. You're right, Danny. Absolutely right. Thanks for looking out for me. Shannon, great question. 281-496-5711. We're going to go to break and then get back and hit Greg's question. So, Greg, just hold on a little bit. We will definitely – we want to hear from you. So, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Fall is the perfect time to plant trees, and we've got a great selection of shade trees and native trees. Looking for some color in the winter? Camellias just arrived. We have a great selection of cool weather blooming shrubs. We're fully stocked on soil and compost for that new raised bed you're planning. And we've got the vegetables to fill it. Are you still battling sod webworm? We are stocked on BT spray. It's organic and safe for kids and pets. If sod webworms aren't the issue, bring in some pictures. We'll figure it out together and get you the right remedy for your yard. If you're trying to find a gift for that special someone in your life, we've got an excellent bungalow that's stocked with unique and beautiful gift ideas. Buchanan's Native Plants is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Our new hours are 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Give us a call at 713-861-5702 and follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Joey and Danny.
Well, Zach, actually, we don't have Joey here. Joey's brother, Danny's here, though.
The better-looking brother.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll leave that up to the crowds out there. If you go to Home Show Gardeners, we have a vote. Who's good, better-looking? No, I'm just kidding. We do not have that poll. Please don't go there. Speaking of voting, Buchanan's Native Plants, they call their gift shop the bungalow. What do you call your gift shop?
The gift shop.
Okay. Well, I will say that I've gotten gifts at your gift shop before, and it's lovely. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, anyway, I just thought, you know, hey, maybe you guys had a cool name for it.
No. Just Plano.
You call it Plano? Like text? No, I'm just kidding. The gift shop. Anyway, you guys, we're doing great. Okay, 281-496-5711. We're going to go to Greg. Greg, what's your question for Danny?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. So, out where I live, out in Sugar Land, we've had an infant infestation of sod wet worms just like in the whole neighborhood. So I saw your video on treating with BT and molasses, and I've done that like four times, but I still see the little
moths.
I still see the little flies because I got two problems. My neighbors aren't treating.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my neighbors doesn't treat. And then my wife is very organic, so she says you cannot spray this stuff in any of her garden beds because she's very concerned about caterpillars for butterflies. So I've treated like four times. I'm out of BT, but I still got a whole bunch of that molasses. I mean, how long is this going to go on? Do I have to keep treating every couple weeks or what?
And until it cools off quite a bit. Right now, I think it's probably their sweet spot of temperatures.
Yeah, they're loving it.
So the BT is only going to kill the worms. Don't try to catch the moths. Don't spray your wife's butterfly garden. Just it's only going to kill the worms. The worms are only in your grass. So keep the BT on the lawn, not in the beds. Don't worry about the moths. There's no really good way to catch those boogers.
Would like cedar spray or garlic spray or something like that, like get rid, you drive them away at least.
Well, maybe a little bit, but the problem is you're at the same point you're driving away the butterflies.
Yeah, and I guess they fly.
Yeah, they fly. They're so quick. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, it's not like you, but yeah, BT is probably the most organic way to handle that, and you're trying to break the cycle and hopefully it'll cool off enough pretty quick. I think I want to say in below 50 is their shutoff range for breeding. But,
and we have seen them slow down some,
definitely.
Not a
but
ton.
Right now, the temperatures are pretty sure dead on for those.
Right. Yeah, 80s and 60s.
Yeah.
So I got to keep including the BT because I think the video said you could just do molasses only.
I think you can. I think you can maintain with the molasses. If you start to seeing more damage, that's when you need to kind of bring in that gun a little bit. But I honestly might encourage you to do, there's a stuff called garlic barrier that will drive away the moths. So just you spray them on any shrubs, maybe not where the caterpillars are, but any shrubs. And it, you know, it'll smell like garlic. And like Danny's saying, we disrupt the cycle.
Right.
So now there are some harsher things that people can do to stop the eggs.
Definitely. There's so many different things. But if your wife is, you know, truly organic, we got to be very careful.
Yeah,
with
but other
that.
People
we
need to know too.
We don't want to get in trouble.
We don't want to get Greg in trouble. But other people are like, "Oh, whoa, this is gonna be it."
Yeah, there's so many different ways to go. The best thing is going to be waiting for that weather to change. So I had a customer the other day. He said he had a exterminator out there spraying his yard three times, and it's still going on. I'm like, I don't know what your exterminator's spraying. So, yeah, that'd be the handy thing to find out.
Is right.
Just charging you money and spraying it with water? Because, I mean, that would not help anything.
No, and but, probably should fire that guy.
Yeah. So he was going to mark it with the flag to make sure it wasn't growing or was growing because, you know, it's hard to tell when you look out in the yard and it just looks like it's growing.
Right, right.
So mark the areas a little bit so you can tell if it's still moving. If it is, you got to do something because if not, it'll just they'll mow it down like a bunch of goats out there.
Can't have that.
Yeah. All right. So, Danny, you said the molasses is enough, but the other gentleman said I needed to get some more BT, is what I heard.
Yeah. What's confusing is we're both Danny, so it's like a tough deal. But, yeah, I, in my experience, you can maintain with the molasses. The caterpillars can't digest it. It is probably the most organic, safe thing to put out, and it's good for your soil.
Yeah,
but if you're seeing an active infestation like moths coming up from the grass, you're losing patches. I mean, all my patches are coming back; they're all like coming back, and all the people that I've kind of seen their lawn, the problem's finished. And so where it's maintained, I think it's like the moths aren't the only; they're not the bad sign. It's damage is the bad sign.
Yeah, moths will be there. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
And it's and like a lot of other things, the infestation is when we have a problem. To have a few sod webworms, no big deal. To have an infestation of sod webworms, then you got a
big
problem.
Big deal. And I'll say this, Greg, is that we have Danny Lindemann on as a knowledge specialist. He is here to dish out the info, so I would weigh his advice pretty heavily in this one. This is why this is in his alley. Up your creek, what's the phrase?
I would watch it. If it is not growing with you using molasses, then no, don't use the BT. If it's still growing while you're using molasses, I would probably use the BT.
There we go.
Okay. So if we got to wait until it's down in the 50s at night before this.
I think it's got to be down in the 40s, actually.
Oh,
if man. I remember right, you know, they slow down. So 60 to 80 is their sweet spot. And so anything below that, it gets, you know, slower and slower. But the weather, we got a whole week of it.
But like spinosad could do some damage to them. The Monterey, yeah. That's organic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, hey, Greg, I know that you go in an enchanted forest pretty often and just go in there and be like, hey, Danny, give me the organic stuff that's actually going to make a big impact on these moths.
Like I said, mark the area and see if it's growing. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's
great. And look at it daily. Don't
yeah.
Don't think you're going to come back in a week and look at it because it may be too late by then. Your whole yard is gone.
Yikes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
281-496-5711. Great thoughts there. Great job.
Well,
great. Hey.
I've seen it. It's like a bunch of goats out there, boy.
They're little like it's little amazing. Goats you can't see. Yeah. No.
It's amazing.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll talk about some of the damage we've seen from sod webworms this year. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Danny and I are talking about all these different solutions and problems and it, kind of residual impacts
right.
from sod webworm. But when it comes to like finding good products near you, if you are in Houston, the center of Houston, or anywhere in the Houston area, MicroLife is a great solution. So one thing you got to make sure you're doing with any treatment, be it synthetic or organic, is follow up with some growth, right? Follow up with the ability to re-encourage the lawn to grow. Because Danny just made a great point about kind of like, if you wait too long, your St. Augustine will go dormant. And we got to get it to grow now. So if you did have some damage of sod webworm, especially if it was severe, I would use MicroLife. Really get maybe even like the brown patch or the ultimate, put it out in your lawn and really try to push the soil forward. So they even have a, this would be, maybe it's like a special emergency time to use the hybrid in the fall to really bring a bunch of nitrogen to that soil to try to get some more leaves.
Be careful using too much nitrogen. You'll wind up with brown patch.
Oh gosh. It's but anyway, MicroLife makes this phenomenal stuff, incredibly high nutrient value, the highest nutritional value possible. Can't burn your plants, so that's nice. But this is a great way to build the soil up, encourage your lawns. I love using it in my veggie beds. I use it in my flowering beds. They got a bunch of different awesome liquid stuff. If you're trying to like maximize your camellia blooms, MicroLife is awesome for it because it's got a lot of alfalfa meal in it. They also have their liquid maximum blooms, which is great for maximizing blooms. That's what it does. It's the name, not just a clever name. What's a MicroLife product that you like?
All of them.
There you go.
MicroGrow is probably one of my favorites.
Yes, the MicroGrow. I've been using it a lot more, and I'm like, oh, wow.
We've had great luck with it.
It's just like results.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like any kind of plant. Just
It's funguses. We use it to treat funguses a lot.
Okay.
And it seems to do real well.
That's awesome. So a couple, what would be, I'm just thinking aloud now. I guess I need to finish this live read, but like brown patch,
take all patch.
What about that thing that's killing the boxwoods?
Yep.
What?
Yep. We use it in the blight too.
MicroGrow for fungi solutions. Sweet. Awesome. Well, you can see all their huge line of awesome stuff at their website, microlifefertilizers.com. I'm going to say it again because I paused in the middle of it. microlifefertilizer.com. All right, great.
Good job, Danny.
Oh, thanks, Danny. We're going to keep answering gardening questions. I think we maybe hit a hot topic with this sod webworm thing, but I am thinking about this. I'm going to call it bare lawn dormancy. Did you like bare dirt dormancy more?
Just make your grass grow back before it gets cold, before it totally turns off for the winter, and you're going to have a flat top yard.
Because you don't want to be dealing with BLD at all. So 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Matt, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Real quick here, I've had some hibiscus in my yard for about 2 or 3 years now, and this spring I started battling mealy bugs, and they are eating me out of house and home. Wanted to see what kind of treating tips you guys could offer. I've tried isopropylene alcohol. I've tried everything pretty much off the shelf, and nothing seems to be working.
So you sterilize the mealy bugs first. That's...
He's trying to get him drunk with the alcohol.
Oh, is that that's the booze alcohol?
No. So typically what I start with that is there's probably something going wrong that's stressing that plant out. So start there. Go back, look, see what's going on. Overwater, underwater, too much shade. Mm. You know, something is probably off in that realm.
So you're saying the mealybugs are a symptom?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. Start, figure out what is maybe going wrong and try to adjust that. I mean, you won't do much good now.
So three categories sounds like sunlight, soil health, and overwatering.
Right.
So it's you know, just to narrow it down, it's not that complicated trying to figure out what may be off.
Yeah. At least get you an idea.
Yeah.
You know, and try to adjust that. And then after that, systemic is probably going to be your easiest way to deal with that. You pour it on the ground, and I probably wouldn't do it right now since we're going into winter. Mm. And you use a dormant oil or all seasons oil spray right now to kind of keep them at bay, let winter and Mother Nature do their thing. Come springtime, adjust your problems, and maybe use a systemic if you still have them during the spring.
Do you know the name of a couple of the, or one of them?
Annual tree and shrub is by okay. Bonide is what we use.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's metacloprid.
Well, let's not get too fancy here. So, but you guys have it and you've seen it work on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I like what you're saying. It may be good to pause over winter. Now, Danny, what do you think about something I always do when I have pests like that, scale, mealybugs, aphids, a lot of the suckers, is I'll pressure wash my plant.
You've said that. I have never pressure washed my plant.
I think you should try
it. I don't even wash my truck, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to
pressure
really wash
my plant. I'm bug blasting, if you will. That's probably a product that we don't know about, but I'm bug blasting them off, and then I can come back with the oil.
Right. I mean, I see that. But here again on the hibiscus, we're numbered, our days are numbered for that thing to keep on growing.
Sure, but task number one, Matt, it sounds like, is figuring out those three like lead causes that are causing the symptom. So soil health, overwatering, and too much shade.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's a good question. A lot of hibiscus topics this morning. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Hibiscus. Okay. Cool. I think I got it. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep answering your gardening questions. Danny Linderman is over here. He's got a green enchanted shirt on. The shirt's not like enchanted. It's from the nursery where he... anyway. Home Show Garden Pros.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Water Gardens. Can you believe it's almost turkey time? Speaking of turkeys, we will be setting up our annual hay bale turkey at the shop. Families love to come take their Thanksgiving pictures posing by our turkey. Stop on by anytime we are open for posing possibilities. November, December are bullfrog buck redemption months at Nelson's. Each time you purchase at Nelson's and you are on our mailing list, you accrue bucks. These can be redeemed for up to 50% off in-stock items during the months of November and December. Cooler temperatures mean this is a great time to build garden beds for next spring's flowers and vegetables. We have all the soil amendments and fertilizers to get it going. There's still plenty of time to plant cool season veggies and flowers. Brighten up those drab winter days with greenery and flowers. And why not add the sound of water to your garden as you enjoy the outdoors during these cool winter months? Nelson is the source for everything fountains in the Houston area. Nelson's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sundays, 11 to 4. We are located on the west side of Houston in Katy. You can find us. And now, more answers to your gardening questions with Joey and Danny.
Joey. She means Joey and Danny's. There's two of us.
Right.
No, just kidding. We have Danny Linderman in and not Joey Linderman, which is a great, which is fine. Yeah. 281-496-5711. We're answering your gardening questions. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air about how mealybugs do seem a little more rascally than like aphids and a few of those other kind of suckers, whiteflies. You know, they're stickier. I feel like I'm always seeing them on slow-growing plants.
Yeah.
Like a puncha and agave and what's the one that dogs can't eat that's like a palm, but it's not a palm?
Sago?
Sago palms, yeah. And so it's like they're just slower growing and really hard to like push through.
That may be cycad scale on sagos.
Oh, cycad scale. See, this is why we get the knowledge specialists in here, because they know stuff. Well, anyway, so that's why I'm kind of like, for me, Matt, just to keep returning to this thing, is putting down some compost around the plant is kind of always going to help, especially with overwatering and with soil health. So keep that in mind. But if it's planted too low.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think he said he's 3 years old. So, I mean, it ought to adapted by
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Would have thought.
Mm. Whew. Well, we're Home Show Garden Pros. We're here to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. And we're going to talk to Maureen. Maureen, hey, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I was out in my garage being dutiful and making sure that I had everything that up so I could see all my variety of fertilizing liquids, etc. So that brought me back to a question I have when you're not available. So I'm going to take advantage today.
Nice.
All right, so for instance, I have a lot of Medina soil activator, and it's in the liquid form. I have neem oil. I have Fertilum over the top for tomatoes and peppers, I guess it's to set the blooms. I don't really remember when I bought it. And the other one I have roses, hybrid roses, so I have a spray for that. Now, my question is, when I look at the label, some of them say $20. I don't want to just pitch it out. So with liquids, my question is, how long do you think they can last? A year or two? If there's some, you know, like a half of a container. I don't need to use neem oil all the time, but there's times when, yeah, I do.
If the bottles were sealed, I would say a year or two, yes. 5 years, probably not.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Now, this is my general question. Once a bag of fertilizer is open, I only have a small, I live in the city, so I do have property in the front and the backyard, but sometimes there's a lot left over. My first choice is to give it to my neighbor, which would be kind. And can I assume that if I don't seal it, or it's that I shouldn't try to carry it over?
Right. You can put it in a little Tupperware container or something like that. Make sure it's sealed. I mean, usually an open bag will almost suck in the moisture if it's left in the garage.
Get real gross and clunky at the bottom. And my thought is just use it. And I know that you don't want to go replace stuff, but with the liquids, just get them out.
Yeah.
Just get them out there. And neem oil it doesn't have a very long shelf life for an oil. It's 1 year. And then sealed. That's sealed and done. If you opened it, it's even got some air in there. It starts to oxidize. So, I mean, that's where I am. I'm always like, 1 year on all that stuff is maximum. And then it's like with liquids, you can just kind of always water your plants with them. Always
put
them out.
Right. When you want like soil activator, you're never going to hurt by using that.
Always going to help.
Definitely. But that's like my wife. My wife likes to throw out the bread the day it expires.
Sure, yeah.
No. Hey, we got a little more time.
Yeah, look. Unless something's growing on that.
Yeah.
We're making croutons out of it.
All right. I do have one other question. Sometimes I don't get my fertilizer down. For instance, I have some camellias that are going into the ground, but I also have some that have been doing well, and they're budding up nicely. So, since I'm not perfect, I don't remember when the last time I fertilized. So now that they're real, I have a Kramer Supreme, and the buds are just fantastic. Should I be fertilizing them now? Nothing has opened, but the buds are getting bigger. I don't want to shock the plant where they drop off buds. When do I start feeding the poor plant again?
What kind of fertilizer are you talking about using here?
It says on the label that it's for azaleas and camellias, and it is a granular. I'm sorry, I don't remember the product name.
Like, is she avoiding saying the name of it?
Yeah,
Is
it a synthetic or organic?
I don't have a clue. I know when you say organic, it has a different, formula. Let me walk outside. Okay, I do have Microlife, but I don't think it's says. This one says perennials, flowers, vegetables, and new plantings. Ah, okay. This one is a 624 acidifier, and it's Microlife, and it says for azaleas, camellias, roses, and acid-loving plants.
You could use a Microlife now.
And we're going to just say yes. You can use a Microlife now. Follow it up with some Has to Grow.
Water it in with the Has to Grow.
Use up that stuff that you've got. And I think that you're not going to have any shock from that. Yeah, I know you're not going to have any shock from that Microlife.
Good. Well, I guess my question really boils down to, if you keep it over and it's weakened, well, then how can you go out there and say to your plant, why aren't you looking better?
Yeah.
Well, because you didn't feed me well. And you put, fertilizer on that other than Microlife.
Well, I mean, it sounds like we need to have a little deeper conversation with our plants at that point about the terms of the relationship and the expectations involved. But Maureen, we're up against a break, so we're going to take
break. No problem. You have a great one.
You too. Thanks again. Thanks again for the question. She has great questions. She always does. I was wrong. I thought she was going to ask about her herb bed, but I was wrong.
You're wrong.
So 281-496-5711. My first time being wrong. That's weird. It feels so strange. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, 281-496-5711. Danny Lunderman, Danny Milliken, here to answer your gardening questions, and we're going to keep that ball rolling with Matt. Matt, hello.
Both Dannys, good morning.
Good morning.
Real quick, I've been lax and delinquent about fall fertilization of the lawn, so I have the Nitrophos brown bag. How much time, I won't be able to get to it today or tomorrow, how much more time do I have to make it effective when I do fertilize?
You have a few weeks left. I do it as soon as you can, but don't wait too long.
Okay, and the grass has to be dry. It's moist now from overnight. I should wait until the grass is dry, correct?
No, you're going to need to water it in regardless. So, I mean, put it out, water it in, call it done.
So, Matt, with like chemical fertilizers, you do need to do that. But with the microlife, it's not that big of a deal.
Right, it can stay.
It's a lot kind of more flexible. It's much more flexible.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good day and be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, by all means, put it out. And you know, the that specifically, that brown patch one has less nitrogen in it.
Yeah.
And it's really got a little bit more of the actual living entities.
I do like that for this time of year.
Yeah, so that's a good one to.
It's a great, great product.
I like Matt, though. He's like, you know, he loves tomatoes, talking about tomatoes, but he's like, hey, I've been lax with my fertilizer. And I'm going to keep waiting.
Yeah.
But no. Get that fertilizer down as soon as you can, unless it's – once you start doing the winterizer stuff, that still has a little bit of time. But if you're looking for some green up
– what he was talking about was the winterizer.
Okay, great. Well, good stuff. Thanks, Matt, for that call. Jan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Jan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my question. I have been pulling – copious amounts of weeds during COVID. And I've made some progress, but there are some areas where I know I'm not managing to get all the root system. Is there anything I can do while it's a little bit barren about killing that root system so I don't have the same problem next year?
Are you talking about in a bed or in the lawn?
In the lawn.
I was wondering where that was going. There are some sprays, not organically, that will work in the lawn, because pretty much everything organic will kill everything in the lawn. I mean, except maybe.
Or only like one weed.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
All matters on what you're trying to pull is the approach
I've
that I think both
of. I've got everything from sage to, I don't know if it's.
Sedge.
Virginia buttonweed or something green with little yellow flowers on it. Several things that look similar but obviously aren't when I start pulling. I mean, I don't know how this lawn got this bad. I have only been here for 4 years.
Well, it's compaction. I mean, that's the issue. It's compaction, and it makes a lot of little problems happen, micro problems where you'll have a dry plant next to a wet plant on the weed front. So
I've been trying to go organic, but...
I don't think it's out of hope for you.
Something that's non-organic to try to kill that. Am I going to ruin what I've done?
You won't ruin it, but you still want to kind of keep pushing forward. So compost top dressing, huge deal to help with recovery.
I've done that.
That's great. So your sedge is not – most killers aren't going to kill the sedge, right?
No, there are some out there that will kill the sedge.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're having sedge because of – soil problems, basically.
Yeah, right.
We have enough sun across the yard?
Yes.
Okay. Usually the sedge is a good indication of a soil problem, either compaction or just terrible soil. So, you know, more compost, humates.
Jan, what part of town are you in?
Southwest.
So my best advice, I think, is to head on in with a bunch of pictures into, you know, Enchanted Forest, actually.
You bet.
And talk to them about the problems, and they can actually get you some stuff that will help knock those back, and then a recovery plan. So
I am closer to Southwest Fertilizer. Will that work?
Yeah,
as well?
That's great, too. That's great, too. And just at Southwest Fertilizer, make sure you let them know that you want to keep it organic as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got that great organic corner, so it should be good.
All right. That's where I've been going, but I've just not made it over the hump yet.
Well, if you want to send me an email, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's the Ask a Pro button. Send me an email, and we'll start having a conversation about it, too.
Okay. One other quick question. This is a quick question. I'm on a group with our church, and we're deciding whether or not to trim back boxwoods now, or do we have to wait until February to keep from making a mess?
I wouldn't worry about a boxwood too much. I wouldn't be overly. How much are you trimming them back?
Oh, I really don't know. I don't think that's been decided.
Well, to quote Danny, a little haircut's not going to mess
right.
them up.
A little haircut, no problem.
What are you saying? It's long. I know. It's distracting.
But if you're going to go, you know, cut them in half, I'd probably hold off until closer to spring.
Okay. Good information. Thank you very much for both answers.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Jan. And, you know, to continue the conversation, for anybody who's listening, you go to homeshowgardenpros.com. You can hit the Ask a Pro button, or you can just go to Facebook and message me, and we'll get a conversation going there. That's, you know, but it's funny she brought up Southwest Fertilizer, because we got a fun conversation with Bob coming up here after this quick break. So, the Yard Geek. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sports Radio Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. We are answering your gardening questions, and we're going to keep that ball rolling. We brought in the Yard Geek, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, here to answer some questions and solve some problems. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny.
Bruce has a problem. So.
Yes, he does. I'm looking at the picture as we talk, and yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, so Bruce says, my red oak is shedding all its leaves and has a grouping of horizontal fungus growing on the base with copper dust staining the bark. So that's spores there, the copper dust. Is there something I can add or spray to save my tree? It's about 15 years old, so pretty young red oak.
Yes. Looking at the pictures, Bruce, I'll just be honest with you. I have concerns about this tree. Mm. Just the base of it, it looks like this tree has had some stress or something happened to it in the last few years. Just the way the knots are, and of course the fungus is growing out of the tree, is never a good thing. I would recommend, and you can come by the store, give us a call, and I'll recommend get a good certified arborist to come by and then look at that tree and give you an honest assessment if they can treat it, or if they need to take it down or prolong it however they can. I just want to be honest with you. There's some things I can't just look at a picture and say, oh, yeah, just spray it with this and you'll be fine. This one I think you need to go to the next level. Let's get a tree doctor out there and look. I think, Danny, you have one that you advertise. And
yeah, we love Arbor Tree Tree Service. They do just a great job.
Yes, they're very reputable. And that's the main thing is get an honest opinion, get an honest answer. And if the thing can be saved, let's try it. And if it can't be saved, let's just move on. I hate to do that. And as Danny says, it's very, very sad whenever a tree has a disease like that. And there's something wrong with this tree, and we need to address it. I really am sorry to say that. And I wish there was something for a dollar I could sell you that would make it just fine. But this one, I think we have to call in the cavalry for this one.
For sure. And, you know, if you're out there and you're having some trouble with trees, or you've got some bark on the base and it looks really weird and mangled, mm-hmm. it's something to consider maybe preemptively talking to someone, you know, an
sure.
arborist like Arbor True. But
absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Where this one is. It's really wrinkly, like Bob mentioned, and this fungal problem is definitely a problem.
Unfortunately, that's how we got to do it sometimes. And, folks, if you have any other yard problem or garden problem, feel free to come by the store. We'll be glad to take a look at it and give you our honest opinion about what you can do about it. Or if you'd like, mail a picture in like Bruce did, and we'll take a look at it to YardGeek@HomeShowGardenPros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At HomeShowRadio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.